It's a Friday. That means our Blue Jean movie critic Chris Bellini is here with a brand new movie coming out today. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you, and I'm kind of looking forward to see what you have to say about Men in Black International.
Well, of course, everyone knows Men in Black. If you don't, it basically refers to this ultra-secret organization. They're dedicated to protecting the Earth from pretty much any alien threat in the universe. Now, everyone knows Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones launched it back in 1997.
Yeah.
So this one takes a new angle with the international branch, and they got two good names. You got Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. They're Agent H and M, and the story basically follows these guys as they get tangled up in this battle to secure the universe's like ultimate weapon. And not to mention they're going to have to face the whole issue of, is there a mole within the agency? Here's a clip from the trailer where Agent M, she's really determined to be part of the organization. She's taking a very, let's say, unique approach to being recruited into the agency.
We are the best kept secret in the universe.
I know.
I want in.
You erased my parents' memories, but you didn't get mine. It took me 20 years to find you.
How many people can say that?
I found you.
Which makes me perfect for this job.
Exciting, huh?
Is it funny? Because there were moments in the Men in Black movies prior to this.
I will say, there is humor in the film. A lot of amusing moments as opposed to big laughs. So that's always something that disappoints me. There is a character called Pawnee, a little CGI guy. He was kind of the standout when it came to the humor because he had some great banter, some great comeback lines. So he kind of, to me, was like the center of all the humor. I wish there was more. There wasn't. And, you know, when you reboot movies like this, like I always say, I'm excited to see where you take it. And
yeah.
I thought, in this case, story was pretty straightforward. Nothing new or groundbreaking. You know, it feels very familiar, formulaic. And, you know, when we've seen it before, that means there are no real surprises. So that kind of disappointed me looking at the movie. And I will say, you see Thompson and you see Hemsworth together. You think of Thor Ragnarok because they did a great job in that. And, of course, Endgame. And that reminds me that, you know, Endgame and these other Marvel movies, when it comes to sci-fi and action, it kind of set a real high bar. And I felt, in comparison, this one came up pretty short. But Hemsworth, of course, he's always fun. He's got charm. Although, in this case, and I don't know if anyone would agree with me, I kind of felt like he was really underdeveloped, even though it was a sci-fi action. Because in the movie, the filmmakers always hint that his character has changed over the years, and they allude to the fact that he can still be the agent everyone expected him to be, but aside from them telling the audience that, they never really go much deeper. So I was interested, but didn't really get any payoff with that. But on the flip side, Thompson, I thought, was sort of the heart of the film. She did a great job trying to get in there. She kind of had some great straight-face moments. And reuniting them together, that chemistry does carry over from Ragnarok. And that snappy banner, I would think that's one of the strongest points of the film.
Absolutely.
Of watching them do that.
And Chris, what about the creatures in Men in Black International?
Say, course, the special effects are going to be fantastic, and you're going to have some action. And Pawnee, like I said, he is the standout. The other creatures are great and inventive, but it kind of feels like more of the same again. So, obviously, disappointed. I know there are fans out there, so
yeah.
I would probably, you know, twist my arm,
yeah,
and I'd say maybe at the bottom end of a matinee see it, because it didn't have enough for me to just go, you got to rush out and see this. I can't believe what they did in this new iteration. So, disappointed with
okay,
that.
Okay, well, that's a straightforward review right there. What about streaming possibilities this weekend, Chris?
Well, you know, it's funny. I always try to zip through and look at stuff, and sometimes I kind of come bringing some of the same stuff, action. So, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but I was just talking to somebody in the office, and the Amazon Prime, which I don't talk much about, they got a show called Good Omens. It's a 6-part series, and it's basically about angels and demons coming together to team up to kind of stop the apocalypse. You got David Tennant, you got Michael Sheen, and one of my coworkers just couldn't stop oozing about it.
That's so kind of an interesting premise, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, these guys do these 6-part series right because, you know, kind of the opposite of what we're talking about with Men in Black. They take the time for the character development. They take the time to set everything up. So when it all pays off, you kind of have that moment of satisfaction rather than somebody just kind of shoved a snack in your face. And you're like, okay, I'm full for now, but I didn't really enjoy it.
Did you happen to watch, is it called What If? The one with Renee Zellweger?
I have not seen that.
You
haven't? Anything about it?
I've heard a lot about it, and I watched some of it, and it was very, very reminiscent of, what was the name of the movie with Pacino and Keanu Reeves?
Devil's Advocate?
Devil's Advocate, very, very much like that. And frankly,
talking real dark and serious, but entertaining.
It's definitely dark, but it's very, very familiar. And I have to say, I got about 3 episodes in and said, I don't think so. A lot of people loved it.
I will give it. I do like Zellweger, and I haven't seen a lot of her stuff. I think Bridget Jones' Baby is last time I saw her, so I'll definitely put her on her map. But yeah. You and I were talking about Wine Country, and just kind of on a complete unrelated tangent. You know, when people talk about movies, I've talked about 5 different groups of people. You know, would it be a married couple, single, friend, and they all said, in a kind of ironic, they all shut the movie off at the same part, maybe like 32 minutes
really?
In, and they never picked it back up.
Oh.
So I was kind of surprised because I enjoyed it, and I didn't think it was one of those things where you had to twist your arm to finish it. But I guess
that is surprising to me too.
Spread my view.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was enjoyable, and it wouldn't hurt anybody to watch it. You know what I mean? So
that's
surprised to hear that many people turned it off. But you know, different strokes. That's why there are 85,000 streaming services offering different all the time. Chris, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much, and have a wonderful weekend and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. That's Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic.